KJAN Sports.
It's time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, a slow start in overtime foiled Iowa's upset bid against Tennessee. Tennessee scored the first 7 points in the extra session in an 83-77 win heard here on KJAN yesterday. The Hawkeyes roared back from a 25-point first-half deficit, but they could never take the lead.
We put a game plan together. We know it's not going to be perfection. It never is. But what you hope to get is a perfect effort, and that's what we got. And I think anytime that happens, you just want to hug your guys and tell them how much you love them because you appreciate how hard it was to do what they did.
That's head coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the rally started with getting stops on defense.
We got some runouts. We got a few buckets. Cook got going. Then Garza got going. Then Moss got going. Then Bohannon got going. And we just fed off of that energy. And the impressive thing for me and what I'm most proud of as a coach is how we stayed connected and we stayed together. Because anything short of that, and you're not going to be able to come back like we did.
Sophomore center Luca Garza says there was no panic at halftime, despite a 21-point deficit.
In the locker room at halftime, you could tell something was about to happen. All the guys were communicating with each other, believing in each other. You know, our leaders were stepping up and talking to each other to make sure, you know, we weren't going to go down without a fight, and, we were going to leave everything out on the floor.
Here's Tennessee coach Rick Barnes.
You got to give Iowa and Coach McCaffrey and his staff, they just got back in it. We turned it over. When you have a lead like that, you can't turn it over the way we did. But they took advantage of it. And once it got to overtime, I thought we really responded the way that we needed to. But it shouldn't have gotten to that point. And I think because it did, you got to give all the credit to Iowa.
Jordan Bohannon led the Hawkeyes with 18 points as Iowa ends their season with a record of 23-12. UCF almost pulled off the biggest victory in the history of its men's basketball program. Zion Williamson had 32 points, and R.J. Barrett scored on a putback to put top seed Duke ahead in a 77-76 triumph over the Knights in the second round of the NCAA. The Blue Devils trailed 76-73 until Williamson hit a layup over Taco Fall with 14 seconds left. Williamson was fouled on the play and missed the free throw, but Barrett scored to cap his 16-point performance and to put Duke ahead. Ninth-seeded UCF had a final chance, but B.J. Taylor missed a short jumper, and Aubrey Dawkins failed on his tip attempt with less than 2 seconds left. Dawkins had a team-high 32 for UCF. Duke moves on to play Virginia Tech in the regional semifinals as the Hokies advance to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 52 years by beating 12th-seeded Liberty 67-58. Also Sunday, it was number one Virginia knocking off Oklahoma 63-51. The Oregon Ducks are next for Virginia as they post a double-digit, the only double-digit seed to win following their 73-54 thumping of UC Irvine yesterday. Also, top seed North Carolina breezed into the Sweet 16 as Luke May had 20 points and 14 rebounds in an 81-59 win over Washington. Corey Davis Jr. had 21 points as number 3 seed Houston topped number 11 seed Ohio State 74-59, and Texas Tech dominated the second half and cruised to a 78-58 win over Buffalo. Also in men's college hoops yesterday in the NIT second round, Texas beat Xavier 78-76, Wichita State over Clemson 63-55. It was North Carolina State edging Harvard 78-77. TCU beat Nebraska 88-72. In CIT second round play, Presbyterian beat Robert Morris 77-70. Now in men's college hoops today on the schedule, the NIT second round continues with Norfolk State against Colorado. The CIT second round has Cal State Bakersfield facing Southern Utah and Texas Southern playing Rio Grande. In the CBI quarterfinals, Coastal Carolina plays West Virginia. Brown plays Loyola Marymount. It's DePaul facing Longwood and also Utah Valley against South Florida today. In other men's college basketball news, Avery Johnson is out as Alabama's coach after making the NCAA tournament only once in 4 seasons. Athletic director Greg Byrne announced Sunday that the Crimson Tide and Johnson made the decision to mutually part ways. Johnson's buyout under a contract extension reached in August 2017 would be $8 million. He led the Tide to a 75-62 record in 4 seasons, including a trip to the NCAA tournament last year. Alabama lost 5 of its last 6 games this season, including a first-round upset by Norfolk State in the NIT Tuesday night. Also, Ron Hunter is leaving Georgia State to become Tulane's coach. Hunter was 171-95 at Georgia State, leading the Panthers to 3 NCAA tournament appearances. He replaces Mike Dunleavy after the Green Wave failed to win a game in the American Athletic Conference this season. California's fired basketball coach, Wyking Jones, after winning just 8 games in each of his first 2 seasons. The Golden Bears followed up a school record 16-game losing streak by winning the final 3 regular season games this season. A home court advantage truly was an advantage as the Iowa Hawkeye women advanced to the Sweet 16. Iowa outscored Missouri 21-11 in the fourth quarter in a 68-52 victory.
There was so much energy in the arena today, and we loved it. And these, you know, our 3 seniors deserved it. The whole team deserved it. But our fans are amazing, and we're so thankful for them. And they just created a tremendous home court for us, and we are very thankful for that.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes head to Greensboro, North Carolina for the regional semifinals.
You know, I'm just thrilled that we have another week. I get another week with this group. I get another week to go to battle with these guys, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Megan Gustafson had 24 points and 19 rebounds as the Hawkeyes finish undefeated at home.
It was amazing, you know, just to be with my seniors, and, you know, that was our last time being on Carver Hockey Arena playing, and it was a bittersweet moment, but mostly sweet because, Sweet 16, and we're moving on.
We'll have the next round of the tournament for you here this week on KJAN. Also in women's NCAA tourney play yesterday from the Albany region, Louisville beat Michigan 71-50, UConn over Buffalo 84-72. In the Chicago region, it was Texas A&M over Marquette 78-76. In addition to Iowa's win in the Greensboro regional, it was South Carolina beating Florida State 72-64. In the Portland regional, Arizona State beat Miami 57-55, Mississippi State over Clemson 85-61, and Oregon knocked off Indiana 91-68. Well, Missouri State plays host to Iowa State in the second round of the NCAA women, or plays host Iowa State up in Ames in the second round of the NCAA women's tournament tonight. The Lady Bears advanced with an 89-78 win over DePaul.
We're still smiling. We're still pretty excited. We do understand that we have a huge challenge ahead of us tomorrow, but hopefully our team will be ready to go out on the court and compete the way we've competed all season, and we'll see what happens.
That's Missouri State coach Kelly Harper. Her team opened to 1-7. They're now just a win away from a trip to the Sweet 16.
We continued to tell our team throughout November and early December that they were good. Our message to them was, you're good, but you've got to do it. And they hung in there with us.
Tip time set for 8 o'clock tonight up in Ames. That's a game between Iowa State and Missouri State in women's second-round action in the NCAA. In NFL news, Gronk is calling it a career. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski announced on Instagram that he's retiring after 9 NFL seasons. He called it the biggest decision of his life and thanked team owner Robert Kraft and coach Bill Belichick for the opportunity to play in the league. Taken in the second round of the 2010 NFL draft, Gronkowski had 521 career receptions for over 7,800 yards and 79 touchdowns in 115 games. Injuries caused him to miss at least half of the 2013 and 2016 seasons, and he never played a full 16-game schedule after 2011. But the 5-time Pro Bowler helped the Patriots advance to 5 Super Bowls, winning 3 times, including this year. He'll turn 30 in May. In racing, Brad Keselowski routed the field at Martinsville Speedway to give Team Penske its 3rd Cup victory through the first 6 races of the NASCAR season. Keselowski led 446 of the 500 laps around the shortest track on the NASCAR schedule, giving the new Ford Mustang its 3rd win of the season. Chase Elliott was the only driver to pass Keselowski, holding the lead for 49 laps before finishing 2nd. A late caution sent the field to pit road, and Keselowski beat Elliott back to the track. Kyle Busch was 3rd after winning the previous 2 races. Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin round out the top 5 finishers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.